Welcome to America Weekend. America Weekend. Real conversation takes courage to ask questions about who you are and what you are. Most people's egos don't take criticism well. Jennifer, do you think you take criticism well?
I try to, but you know, I'm sensitive, but I try to take criticism well. I try to take it for what it's meant to be.
Have I ever hurt your feelings?
Yes. And I don't remember why, but yes, I know that you have.
That was really? A very, very quick answer.
I was going to say. I was going right
You mean
there.
Like today or yesterday? I don't think you ever mean to, though. I mean, I never think that you're really mean from, you know.
I'm not. I don't.
Sometimes when he's being Captain Curmudgeon, though, I could see that maybe it, you know, he
Captain
could say things that comes
curmudgeon.
Off the wrong way.
There it is. That's a new one. Captain Curmudgeon.
Yeah, we need to get you some superhero music when you're acting up.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with the good news from Russia. The Russians say...
There's good news?
There is good news. They're going to stop launching airstrikes from Iran to blow up the Syrians. They say they're done using the Iranian air base to launch their airstrikes because the Iranians... They made it clear this was a temporary deal, and the Russians say they don't want to abuse their friendship with the Iranians. So for now, Moscow says, and the spokesperson, by the way, is Igor Konashashev, just in case you didn't know that. Igor Konashashev confirmed,
such a Russian name.
Yes, that the Russian military units were using the Hamadan air base, but they've successfully completed all their missions, and they've come home. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Let's see. I love these names. The Iranian defense minister is Hossein Dagan.
That's trustworthy.
Yeah. He does, doesn't he? All right, so enough of that stuff. Here's the story about the condemned Ohio killer who survived a botched execution. Going to the Supreme Court to declare, ask them to declare that another attempt to put him to death would be unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. Lawyers for inmate Rommel Broom argue that giving him another chance at death would be double jeopardy. The Supreme Court in Ohio rejected Mr. Broom's arguments, and so he slated to get the needle to be executed. The problem in Ohio also is, though, that they haven't got any juice. But this guy...
When are we just going to take my idea of a firing squad? Because let me just tell you, no one walks away from the firing squad.
No.
It's easy, it's quick, and it costs 10 cents for a bullet. Give me a break. What are we doing here?
Well,
line them up against a wall and take them out.
In this instance, they tried
Victoria.
18 times.
Remind me to never cross you, Jen. I'm writing a little post-it note. I'm putting it on my laptop right now.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Note to
Do
self.
Not mess with
Don't
Jen or piss her off.
Right. Well, she has her gun in the car.
I do. Well, not in the car. That would be illegal.
Oh. You can't carry it in the car? How do you get it from one place to another?
Because L.A. is so stupid. I live in Los Angeles, for those that don't know, and there are no they don't hand out concealed carry permits anymore. So,
how would you get your gun from one place to another?
It's home in a safe, safely
That's it.
Wrapped up. Like a
well, how did you get it home from the gun store?
In the car.
Right.
But it was in a box and not loaded, so I think there's probably an exception for that.
One of the dumb similar things, I mean, not quite similar, but in New York City, where I am, you're not allowed to have a propane tank for your gas grill, and so because you can't go over a bridge or through a tunnel with it, but everyone has a grill. So the joke is, you walk in your building, you toss the tank over the side of the building, and it lands on your deck. So it's similar to
Whoops.
That. Yeah,
Lovely.
Exactly.
All right, so this guy, when he was on the table unsuccessfully 18 times to stick the needle in his arm, they couldn't find any veins. He said the pain was so excruciating, he screamed. I was thinking about the victim of his murdering rampage. In this circumstance, does it sound cruel and unusual for me to say that the way this person died at his hands was cruel and unusual? So why shouldn't he get the same treatment?
When you put it like that, that is food for thought. Yeah,
I think that's where
he's complaining. This hurt too much. Yeah.
The firing squad is much better because you're not going to have any pain. It's over.
It's really much more humane when you think about it. I mean, who wants to think about somebody getting the needle and then?
The guillotine's even more humane.
It.
You're not feeling anything. You're done.
Just let it rip.
Yeah. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies over here.
Anyway. This guy killed a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about his pain. Forget it.
String him up.
Yeah. Come on.
He came home from a Friday night football game and got high. And I don't have any sympathy for him whatsoever. I give him the guillotines, okay? Or whatever.
You know, it's funny that people say, I got high, and that's an excuse. Do you know how many, not to make light of it, but do you know how many people get high and don't kill anybody?
Right. It's true. I don't know what he was high on, but...
Right. Mm.
Let's see here. An eight-month court battle ended in Detroit. Teachers favor ruling. They had to say, there were people who were criticizing them because they thought the teachers were selfish. See, I think when you're a teacher, maybe this will be the minority report. I was a teacher for 4 years. And enjoyed every bit of it, frankly. I didn't pay attention to whether the ceiling was leaking, whether there was any crack. When I was focused on, my job, which was to teach the kids. I don't know. It's a rare, apparently, that is a rare circumstance. There are things you can have going on in school that would be distracting. I remember one day in the hallway, I saw a rat run down the hallway. Mm-hmm. That was a little distracting on his way to the cafeteria for lunch.
Oh, geez.
You know, the thing that kind of stinks right now, though, and I feel a little close to this because my mom just retired after 30 years of teaching for LA Unified. She was a great teacher, and she has students still. I mean, somebody just called into a radio show, and she's been retired for 2 years now, talking about how great she was and that the only reason they went to college is because of my mom. I mean, really cool stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
But she was distracted as a teacher because of the poor working conditions. And this isn't an excuse. This is top heavy. And this is so typical of stuff that's run by state and federal funding.
Government stuff.
They would have to, no matter what they needed in the classroom, if they had a line item for kickballs, but they had enough kickballs and then they needed a set of books, they couldn't order the books because the line item was for the balls. The way that these schools are set up with the budgets is just so ridiculous that my mom would oftentimes have to bring in her own supplies into the classroom. There were years when they wouldn't give her toilet paper in the bathrooms and she'd have to bring her own toilet paper for her and her students. I mean, that's the kind of stuff where, you're trying to teach and kids are trying to learn, but when you don't have those supplies or when you have two books to pass out and you're supposed to be getting all this funding from the California lottery, and I think that's probably the same in other states, the lottery's supposed to fund the schools, and it doesn't. You see, where does it go? The money just goes to some weird top-heavy piece of the school system.
Mm-hmm. Yep, over and over again. Same thing happens.
Today on App Check, Hipstamatic makes your digital photos look analog with blurry, oversaturated, discolored images. $2 for a crappy picture? I don't get it. Hipstamatic. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling. Fakes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Let's help those of you who are in the first-time car buying category, and I'm going to guess that there are any number of you who are confused. It's pretty easy to get confused when you're buying a car. Brian Moody is an editor for autotrader.com. A lot of information. I use Autotrader. I find it fascinating, Brian. Actually, I'm a big car person. I don't probably not the right choice of words. I love cars. I have owned, I'll bet you, over the course of my life, I've owned 100 cars.
And what was your favorite one?
A Pontiac Grand Prix, 1969.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good. You know why I bought it? I'll tell you. It was the first time I bought a new car. I just started teaching school. I was working at a radio station in Boston, and I had money to buy a new car. And I wanted to buy a Corvette, but I didn't have the courage to buy the Vette. So I bought the Grand Prix instead.
Yeah.
So, and I know cars. I grew up around machinery and stuff on the farm, trucks, cars. So I kind of knew what I was
getting
into.
You should have never asked this question, Brian.
All right, well, that's it.
No, it's okay. I mean, okay. It really just goes to show how personal it is, though, how there's no really one, like, I get asked this all the time, as you can imagine, what's the best car? And you're like, well, I don't know. Do you have a horse trailer? Do you tow jet skis? Do you go off-road? Do you commute a long distance?
Yes, to all those questions,
person.
Yes. So I got a Ford F-150 for that. As a matter of
fact. That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. I was shopping for a car with my wife, and we went to go look at a certain car, and I said, I really like this one. What do you think? And we sat down inside, turned it on, and she goes, this car has red lights on the interior. And I said, yes, it does. And she goes, that's a car for boys. I don't want this car.
Good
and
for
that
her.
Was it. That's
so
simple.
What did she that's end her. Up getting? What did you get? What did she get for herself? What did you buy?
She ended up getting a Nissan Murano because that was a car that had a camera that looks all the way around.
Uh-huh.
See, you just never know.
She, when you trade in the cars from her, are there dents on all four corners? Is that why she...
She's actually a pretty good driver.
Is she? Good. All right. So let's get to the heart and soul of this.
Right.
You have done a lot of work, a lot of background here to help people understand what they ought to look for. And I don't even think this is for first-time buyers necessarily, because they're, you know, a lot of the same principles for people who don't pay a lot of attention to this, even though they ought to, because this is an expensive purchase, right?
Right. That's a good point. And I think that, you know, many times these things are applicable to all people, but I think a person who's purchased a new or used car before has a little bit more experience when they think back and think, you know, when I bought that blah, blah, blah car, I didn't need all those features and I didn't want to be paying for it.
Yeah,
so
that's
what we're really saying is consider your budget first, of course, but also consider the kind of car that you think is best for you. Do you really need an SUV? They're very popular and a lot of people are buying them. And as you can imagine, the more people that want something, well, then the demand goes up, and that means that the prices may go up.
Yeah.
So is it possible that maybe the average person, first-time car buyer, could do with a sedan that has many of the same features, is more compelling to drive, gets better gas mileage? Might that not be the best thing for someone who's looking to, you know, figure out what their first new car purchase should be like? I think the answer is yes, and those are the kind of cars we recommend.
All right, so you want to be more specific. The type of car, again, we're talking about probably millennials who are interested.
Yeah.
They have enough cash now. They can afford either the down payment or they can afford the payments. So what are we looking? We're not looking at SUVs, I'm going to guess, probably. We're looking at a smaller car with a good gas mileage?
Right. And that's what a lot of those younger buyers are tending toward because, you know, let's just face it. SUVs have certain characteristics that you just can't get away from. They're taller. They're larger usually, they sit higher off the ground, and those things usually add up to stuff like worse gas mileage. You can get a better car gas mileage-wise if you get, like, say, a coupe or a sedan. There's a couple that I think are very compelling. You look at the Kia Optima is a great one. The Honda Accord is a good one. Even smaller cars, you could look at cars in the class of a Kia Forte or a Honda Civic. Those are cars worth considering because they're going to get better gas mileage. And oftentimes, listen, you're not doing without. These cars have lots of cool features like a fuel-efficient engine, Apple CarPlay, that's the thing where you can interface your phone with the car, wireless charging, sunroof, leather, all those things you can still get in a sedan. You're just not going to pay the premium for an SUV. But let's face it, if you don't need an SUV, why pay for it?
Right. That's people down the road a little bit. I've been a Range Rover buyer since 1994. I've liked them, but they're none of the things you just said.
Right.
So
that's
certainly, you're not going to start with something like that. But there's a lot of great information, it would seem to me. Let's send people to a good place to find more information about what you have suggested here. Let's get a little more detail. Where can we go?
Yeah, you can go to autotrader.com and read reviews, look at videos, and see what other buyers think about their car. It's a good place to do research, and there's really lots of great online resources no matter where you look.
AutoTrader.com, Brian Moody, thank you.